Good evening, and welcome to a very special edition of Hutton Orbital News. Our title for this week is
Hutton Resurrection.
Joining me in the studio this evening, we have the galaxy's finest radio duo, Jujur. Man, I should not have sniffed Cecil's flask. Joining me in the studio this evening, we have the galaxy's finest radio duo. I am Dick Chafing, and I'm joined by this Rudolf Hucker.
Good evening, Dick, and lovely to be back on the air.
Yeah, before we start tonight, I'm proud to announce for the first time in weeks, we aren't aboard the Yorka, nor are we piggybacking our way onto the airwaves courtesy of Lave Radio, but we're in the newly refurbished Studio 5.
It's bigger, it has more buttons, the chair is fixed, and there's emergency sprinkler system in case the booze cabinet catches fire again.
And early today, our admin team, under the guidance of Alvin, held a countdown and pushed a big red button, putting the new audio, new studio, on the air, and our new specialist website, live. It sounded a little bit like this. Ten. Nine. Eight. 7 6 5 4 3 2 and 1 For the Mark! That's what it sounded like. Anyway, so without any further ado, here are the headlines. Take that, Code Pirates.
A huge dump saves Hutton from a fate worse than death.
Buck naked, finally found.
Cecil on Hutton's Most Wanted.
Spy team on verge of nervous breakdown.
A fourth Hutton trucker goes inexplicably missing.
In a move described by galactic commentators as astonishingly blah 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 blah. In a move described by galactic commentators as astonishingly bold, Hutton Orbital Radio have thumbed their noses at the code today, refusing to be beaten by the dastardly Majinlash and his unknown probe scanning and blasting studio wrecking creme de menthe exploding off the air causing side move stressing a double chair breaking pirate and evil Hutton the resurrected the studio transmitter and alive on the air again. Yay! I'm sure we've got some interesting sound effects we can put on for this. Yeah, here we go. Yay! Woohoo! Hear that, Code? Do you hear that? That's people partying here at Hutton. Ha! In spite of you. It is. Listen to all those cheers. Woohoo! Oops. There's a small child crying.
A masterstroke by the Hutton Orbital Truckers saved our systems from yet another devastating war this week. After last week's news, we had the worrying signal that we were likely to be pushed into a war in not one, but two systems. On top of that, we were in election in PSPF LF2, with less than 1% in influence between us and two other factions. We were desperate. That is, until Alvin called for the galaxy's largest dump of data. Heeding that call, Dobbo, St. John Hawk, Chris Hankey, and our very own Hotbox lead, Squibbo, aided by many other commanders, charged to our systems and dropped the biggest dumps they had on our systems. Whilst squeezing out every drop of data, Our top Gen Academy sent commanders to Lumen 16 and Trepin to help avoid the war. We did it. They dropped loads, and tireless efforts pushed us through the expansion and into a pending boom. Congratulations, Commander. That was close. Listen in to tonight's Hot Pit update for exciting information on our latest expansion.
Excuse me a second while I shuffle some papers. After weeks of searching for Hober, the team got bored and headed back to try something new. Finding a mysterious signal purporting to be from the Space Cow, a rescue team headed out to decode it and search for the Naked Wreck. Noctivegas sent a message. I've found an escape pod. He returned. It was opened, but there was Buck She-Buck. Instead, kept on ice, there was what appeared to be a stash of iced tea, and a note it said, "Hands off, it's mine." Undeterred, the team returned to the planet to carry out on the search. There were rumors that Nocti was performing back-to-back operations and had messaged Hutton to say that he needed not one, but two decontamination suites on his return. And then, we received the news that the Space Cow had been located, embedded in a mountainside, mostly intact. After a few hours of shenanigans trying to land and a long and complicated meeting about how to actually dive down there, and was it worth it, we had the message. Buck Naked had been saved. He was being defrosted from his escape pod, and so far, the only words to have passed his lips were, "Where's my tea?" More on this and the mysterious other rescue later.
In an incident earlier this week, police from Hutton Orbital have issued an APB for the capture of one Cecil B. Trumpington. His name has appeared on the most wanted lists at a number of our stations. Commander P. Driver has defended Cecil, saying, "There was a Hutton police ship. It attacked him without warrant. He was minding his own business, pouring a drink, when this officer demanded that he give up. Cecil, misunderstanding the request, thought that his nightly cocktail hours were at risk, and defended himself." Commander Driver, as any good trucker would, called on the officer to stand down, but he wasn't having any of it, opening fire on Cecil, who defended himself with overwhelming force by crashing into the police and then accidentally firing a few salvos of missiles. The local police authorities are appealing for Cecil to hand himself in to assist them with their inquiries. The police officer in question has gone missing, and local sources tell us that he may have been an imposter from the George's Pants Democrats. The plot thickens.
Sadly, tonight we have news that half of the spy team have checked themselves into the LHS 340 Peace Asylum for the exceedingly unhinged. Hutton has expanded. Again. This means we now have 9 systems under Alvin's dominion. One of the team, who refused to be named, stated that if he saw a spreadsheet ever again, he would stab himself with a mug. He was taken away in a gibbering wreck by medical teams and sedated. Of course, Alvin is delighted we have another system, another catchily named place, that's right, LP245-10. Another 22 million souls due to fall under Alvin's protection.
And finally tonight, after the loss of Buck, the marooning of Hober, and the strange case of TH-03-BGT, we have sad news to report. Spike has gone missing. Whether as a symptom of the terrible Mods disease, wanderlust, or kidnap, we can't find him. There are no clues. We've phoned his mum. We've asked Evenstar. We even looked in Cubicle 3. But he's gone. But in happier news, we've got the Nutswing back. So, never mind.
Never mind. That was the news. This is me. We're live. We're glad to be back. And after this, we have more. Yes, we have Flossie with the CG Roundup. We have Commander Witherspoon with the Galnet Digest. We have what's remaining of the Hot Pit team. And just maybe, we can dig up another transmission from Hober. So make sure you stay tuned. I've been Dick Chafing.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker.
Just the shape I can't forget. They give me pleasure and regret. Something to treasure or the price you have to pay. Mugs, maybe the sting that slapping brings.
Hutton Orbital Radio. Cramming the orgasm of tunes in your ear vaginas.
And we're back. That's a terrible
idea. My ear vagina is suitably massaged now.
Oh, dearie me. It is a corker of a... Oh, so amazing. A million tons of amazing content produced by various members of the Truckers group. And, yeah, what a bunch of talented old truckers there are.
Oh, we've got some new ones. Yeah, we've got some new stuff coming up too. Oh, now that we're obviously live and back on the airwaves, all those things we've been saving up, we can broadcast over the next weeks and months.
Yeah, well, you know, let's have it. What have we got now? I'll just check the running order. Excellent. So let's talk about the new website, because I have it up on my Twitch feed at the current second, because I wasn't sure if anyone would go to the Twitch page rather than listen to the tunes on the actual main huttonorbital.com website. So if you're watching on Twitch, do check out the website. If you're watching on Twitch, you can currently see that that is our website that you're currently watching with the news tab open with these gorgeously handsome
Type 9, and we've got a live video feed from outside Hutton, and we've got a super cruise feed from somebody en route to Hutton, and we've got pictures, webcam pictures live from the studio, and yes, team pictures of the team, and the latest faction stats all on our special Hot Pit page.
Yep, so we can just go to the Hot Pit page now, so you can have a look at it, and you can see what's going on. It is beautiful. Now, who do we have to thank for this stunning new website?
Two epic commanders. As usual on the website of things, we have Snoz, who has been working very silently and tirelessly on the how it works. And we have Andy Walsh, who has done the colouring job with his very best crayons on the whole thing to make it look that little bit more beautiful just for us.
And I'm just scrolling down through the huge, massive list of people that are involved in the behind the scenes of Hutton Orbital and the various different groups. I think we've not quite got the full set yet, have we? We've still got some more to pick up.
No, we're waiting on a few more photographs from team members, but we managed to find some courtesy of the excellent Oliver Facey at LaveCon, who was taking pictures all through the event, and we've managed to find a couple of mug shots of some utter mugs.
Yes, we definitely have, and it's an amazing website. So please, we are looking for you to give us some big shout back so that we can boast it to Mike and to... It's Andre, isn't it? I can't get his name wrong.
Andy with an E.
There's no R on it either. So that we can let them know that it's got a lot of love for it, because an awful lot of effort, and it has taken us from the, you know, the 22nd century right up to the 33rd century with some nice, beautiful website, and we couldn't be happier. And of course, it's awesome to be back. Now, we are
the best bit about it is that Andy Walsh has actually set up those video feeds. If you look at the backgrounds, they're actually video feeds from outside the studio. They're moving. There's stuff landing. So those are real video feeds.
Wonder where he's getting them from.
I think there's a yellow hauler parked outside somewhere, and I think one of them's actually got a picture of somebody doing the super cruise all the way to Hutton as well. So you can just sit there and stare at that one page on the website for an hour and 45 minutes to see if anything happens.
Excellent. I mean, it's super impressive, and we have to give them a huge thanks. So please, please, please do get, you know, drop us some messages so we can pass it on to them and let them know that you appreciate
well,
them.
There are more thanks to be given too.
Oh no,
because
really?
it's the full multimedia experience. It's not just a feast for your eyes, is it?
No, not at all. In fact, currently in a dark and dingy dungeon where I left him not merely an hour or so ago, the dear radio technician Simuf, who is now so far away from all his buttons and levers that he can't do anything to help us, it's all in my hands for the time being, is sitting, hopefully listening to this, because, you know, frankly, he should be laying a floor for me, but we've been renovating property.
Music while you work. I mean, banter while you work.
We've been listening to Hutton Orbital all day long down at the flat, and he's still listening to it because I've taken the remote control and he can't change the channel. So he has to listen to this. Hello, Simon. Hello, hello. And thank you so much for your amazing work on getting the station playing again and getting all the intros and the different shows working. We've still got some new things to do and lots of new bits and pieces for him to fiddle with in the background, but for now we are now capable of broadcasting manually and live with greatest of ease, which is fantastic. So thank you very much, Simon. You are a radio star. I think that's fair. Star, technical
guru. No,
didn't
respond to that one. Well, I was just going to give everybody a bit of a rundown on who's what's when why, you know, coming soon, because we've got a load of DJs who've put audio selections together for us. And for those who've not listened to it before, we start at midnight and we run through till midnight with all sorts of different music selections. So do you have the list handy, or do you want me to dig it out from somewhere?
No, I can call it straight up on the Hutton Orbital website itself. So I might have to mute this, but that's not let's do that just as a precaution. I'll mute it before we do it, so it doesn't interfere with anything. Otherwise, it'll start looping us back on ourselves, and that'll be really, really unpleasant. So on the radio page there, you can see the planner. And from midnight, we have some Galnet news, followed by Moof's Musing. We have Eurovision with Alien. We have Winnid's Orbital Oraldies at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Eric Marquet of Music at 4 a.m. But you know, you can skip that. It's not really necessary.
What?
Oh, crikey! Who let him in here?
Come get you.
We then have one of the funniest intros I've heard in a while, because it came on earlier on. 5 a.m. We have Pitcher's Pitch, which of course is, yeah. 5 a.m. is maybe a bit early to get, 5 a.m. is maybe a bit early to get up to listen to the intro from it, but it is fantastic. Then we've got some news, which tends to come at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. if I'm not mistaken. Oh, now it's 9 p.m. for some reason. I think that might be a mistake by Mr. Simuf, who's, you know, doesn't make mistakes. Then we have Moof's Musing again in the morning. Cows Under Utterings, which is the best show you can listen to. Then Dave's Dodgy Discs, which is Dave's Dodgy Discs, and Mind Wipe with his mucky music, which is definitely mucky. Then we have some amazing rock and pop with Ali Jax. Again, some more Galnet updates and back into some more Eurovision. So we've got a couple of repeated shows throughout the day, so that you get two chances to pick up, and it's always good. Then we have Ben's.
Well, we do have an international audience, so we've tried to set it up, or Simon's tried to set it up, so that everybody listening in the US, in Australia, other parts of the world, get a bit of a dose of Hutton at different time zones. So yeah, it's not just a one-hit wonder.
Ben's Baird Baldy Balls. I'm not quite sure what that's about, but it's in there.
Lots of Enya. No,
and then, of course. Yeah, lots of Enya.
Yeah, we're talking to him about that.
We have also got the Euro Metal show at 11 p.m. with Joe Eskill. Now, that is definitely Viking-friendly.
Yeah, that's our heavy show. That's the kind of angry, shouty rock. You know, that's the kind of thing you want to listen to if you're pew-pewing stuff to death.
Or you're worried about falling asleep because you're doing late-night exploration. So, yeah, definitely worth tuning into.
Yeah, I mean, the mix of music's fantastic. So we go from Alien, who does a lot of sort of Eurovision, Europop kind of stuff, through, I mean, the oldies are what they say they are. There's a grand mix in the oldies through to a mine, and Middens are a bit sort of indie, alternative, the kind of stuff you remember from university days if you're my age, or not if you're not. And Ben's is random, beautiful music. We've got stuff in the community in there too. So we've got music from Hugh Mann, who does some epic tunes, epic parodies in there, some of our own community songs as well. So every hour there's something from the community, from, you know, Mrs. P, Mrs. C. We've got Mind Wipe singing one or two. Yeah, so the community contribute quite a lot. We've got adverts in the community. We've got Buck Naked. We've got the Jaguar adverts. We've got mod stuff, Flossie's, what do we call them? Astrological.
Yeah,
that's the one. Horoscopes. So there's a mixture of music that everybody loves to music everybody cringes to trucking music, and our own stuff too.
Yeah, loads of varied content, and it does get, you know, this. In fact, Dave, it's your introduction that had me in stitches this afternoon.
You mean not the one that I recorded, but the one somebody recorded for me?
Yeah, I mean, I can give you it. We've got the jingles here, which is handy, because this definitely, well, actually, Pictures is a great one. So this is an example of the kind of intros that you will get if you listen long enough.
Change my picture, smack my bitch up. It's time for Picture. He's my bitch on Hutton Orbital Radio. You know, it really is quite good.
And
coming up next on Hutton Orbital Radio, David's Dodgy Discs, featuring songs to get trucking to. But first, some belches.
You guys, they're just... Oh.
It's a stereo.
Something that's gonna good be the in best. Terms of DJ Box needs a proper intro, doesn't it? I mean, you can only go up for that time.
It doesn't stop. I'm sorry, I'm a
You're
big
a
child.
Bad man. You're a very bad man.
It wasn't me. This is what happens when you say, you know, and you know, when Simon Move says to you that you need an intro, you don't give him one that you can use. He will make one for you. But my goodness.
You're not as bad as Commander Van, who sent three commanders to Hutton Orbital to buy cheap stuff today, and they fell for it. And he had to message them to say, guys, I was joking.
Oh no. I saw some.
Because he got guilty.
I did see some that were some messages that were going out, and I thought, oh dear, he's going to go, oh, you're not going to be a popular person, but he's going to make that journey back to come and shoot you, so it's going to be worth it.
Well, at least they managed to buy, we're in Boom, so they managed to buy plenty of mugs and gin and things, so they got away happy and with a nice warm drink.
Yes, it's been good, it really is. So we're, of course, we've not actually introduced who's in the studio with us tonight, because my Yorker, you know, I've left it parked up out in deep space.
My Yorker, that's somewhere in the mid, yeah?
Yeah, my Yorker, my Yorker. It's out there parked up, ready for some more exploration at the moment when I'm finished smacking and putting in walls into this new property. But we are joined in this beautiful, beautiful new studio in our fancy, fancy laminate flooring by, of course, Commander Eric Markey. Good evening, Eric. How are you?
Good evening, Grant. Doing wonderful. David, how are you?
I'm not bad. It's been a bit of a week of it, but unfortunately, Alvin's best buddy Angus is not very well, so we've been up to the vet this week and been a bit stressed about that. But other than that, yeah, we're doing okay. But the news is that he's doing okay.
Yeah, we're wishing the best there for old Angus, and great news, great start. I'm loving the website, and I enjoyed catching a sneak peek of it when I was over there at LaveCon. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's been a long time, you know, a long bit of work in progress. And I know that when you have something epic you're desperate to share, there's nothing harder than sitting on it. But leaky lips, loose lips sink ships. But we're not. Nah, you know what I mean. it's very hard to keep things secret in this.
Mum's the word.
Truckers, because we get so excited about things when we get amazing things. You just can't sit on the very length of time at all. We're also joined in the studio by the spectacularly talented and thoroughly researched Commander Evenstar, or as we like to call him, our Hot Pit coordinator. Good evening, Russell. How are you?
Good evening, all. I'm pretty good, thanks. Just on the tail end of my holidays. So, completely out of touch and very well researched indeed. Definitely haven't pinched it all from Mark.
Is this a pre-recorded message from him?
No, not this week.
It's not a message to his mum about those controllers again, yeah?
It's probably a little less coherent this week, but...
Did your mum ever find the remote control?
Don't ask. It's always down the back of the sofa. Always. You'd think she'd remember, but, you know, she can't remember my birthday from one year to the next, so, you know, remote control just doesn't stand a chance.
And yeah, on that beautiful segue, there is a birthday today.
There is?
Is there not?
There is.
Commander Spike. 96
today. The one
today.
Who's not here.
That's right, the one who's not here.
Happy birthday, Spike! He doesn't look a year of 96. He really doesn't, Russell. He looks certainly a bit older.
He's got a punishing moisturising routine.
You'll see the facelifts are getting pretty extreme these days.
if you release the bulldog clip on the back of his neck, it's terrible. It's like the Emperor out of Star Wars.
So many facelifts, yes. He can currently look out his butt cheeks.
He makes a change from talking out of them.
Yeah, he has to fart to use the telescope. No, we're good for it. See, I'm getting... No, sorry, let's move on. We're also joined...
But anyway, happy birthday, Spike.
Yes, happy
Indeed.
Birthday
we
to
We think
you.
He's listening in wherever he is, in whichever asylum they put him in.
Yeah, we hope you're having a lovely time, and we'll maybe give you a ring later on. We're also joined in the studio by our community queen. That's right, Commander Flossie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Hoping everybody else is there too.
Yes, and we have a special guest, but we're going to keep him under wraps for just now. But just hello. It's good. Yeah. So we will be back with those later on. Craig, is there anything else we should sort of? No. You're not. You're still arse end of nowhere. The ghosts and the machines. I'm trying to see what else we've got. We'll have our hot pit update later on. We'll have Commander Flossie with the community goals. We've got Galnet coming up. That's all awesome. Is there anything else that we should be shouting out just now before we go to another quick tune?
No. I mean, apart from in response to all our awesome marketing today, we have one of, I think it's the Paladins or, no, it's maybe a frog, suggesting that they'd quite like us to play the Monty Python spam song. I'm not sure we're going to do that, but thank you for the suggestion, and I'm glad you noticed all the spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
Yeah. Spam's off now.
Yeah, there you go. That was a tribute to... No, we've got something else. We've got another request, though, haven't we? We've got a request that has come in from Dequator? Is that correct?
Decatur, Dequator. He needs to tell us... Well, he's messaging me right at this second, but there's actually something to go with this request. Hang on, let me find him. He says, some time ago you asked for some music to try and play on the radio station. The whole band live in the city next to me. And they hold a bunch of free concerts. I hope you like them.
Ooh, so we have, it's a new band then. So everyone listen to this. This is Paddy and the Rats. And the song is called Ghost from the Barrow. And we will be back with a Hot Pit Report. Hot on the tail end of this. Enjoy.
And now, it is time for Winnard's Orbital Oldies. Songs so old, they used to get your granny's gran wet.
Oh dear.
Yes, for those listening to Hutton Orbital Radio who are under the age of obscene humour, please tune out now or hand the receiver to your parents.
Yes, yeah.
Or guardian.
Or both.
Hutton Orbital Radio. Banging on your eardrums like a horny Rottweiler.
Well, that doesn't help.
Right, okay. We are back, and it is time to hand the microphone over to our resident spy master. We really could do with some kind of nice job title for you, Russell. You're just going to have to try and come up with one your own.
He is Hotbit. Chief Intellect. That's it. He is the Hotbit.
We're going to hand over to the Hotbit himself for an update of what's going on in and around Norbit. Go on, take it away, Russell.
Well, the big news is we have expanded yet again into LP24510. So, got a nice little system. We've got three stations, two orbitals, and a planetary, all nice and close to the star. So that's something to keep us busy. So we're currently floating around about 8% in there, and what we're hoping to do is boost our influence away, so that we can avoid having a war that really doesn't get us anywhere. So definitely according to me, definitely not according to Mark Winter, who actually does all the work. Did I say that? No. If we push hard, we reckon we might be able to jump one, maybe even two factions above us soon, and get ourselves ensconced in the number two spot. So that's the big news this week. In general, we're doing pretty well. We've got some nice high influences on our home system, above 80% in Alpha Centauri, and doing pretty well in Wise and Wolf. They're slipping a little bit, but they're all right. They're still quite manageable. So really, mission tasks, we want to run bounties. We want lots of bounties and lots of missions. If you want to run missions and really give us a boost there, take a look at our post. There, we've got an event which Mark sets up every week or two to keep a lot of the spy news out of the main feed. So you can jump in there, take a look, and that'll tell you what you want to do. But handing in bounties in our system is always good. Running missions for hunting trackers.
Well, the updates on the faction stuff are now on the new website too. If you go to the Hotbit page, which is yours.
Indeed they are, yes. It's the one that's so good I've only just seen it. No, it's very pretty. So huntingorbital.com/hotbit.aspx, and you've got some delightfully pretty graphs there which tell you on a pretty much daily basis where our status is. So they look absolutely fantastic.
And below them, you've got the daily mission instructions for if you love smuggling, do this, and if you love trading, do that, and if you love missions, do that, and if you're a dastardly pirate, clear off and don't come to our systems.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful site. There's been some fantastic work behind the scenes.
So, our new system, LP245-10,
yes.
How big is it?
It's about 22 million in population.
So that's 10 times the size of George's pants.
Yeah, so that could require quite a significant amount of work to get our influence up there.
Okay, but is it another federal one? I mean, are we going to get federal opposition there?
No, it's independent at the moment.
Ooh.
Yes, so...
I'm just glancing here, the leading faction of the Natural LP245-10 Bureau, which coincidentally, they own Wellman Hub. So they're very natural and well-oiled and... Yeah.
Well, yeah, the less said about that, the better. We don't want to get Hoba too excited if we ever find him.
It's all a bit like the Rio Olympics with the chap carrying the flag, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. I couldn't tear Mrs. P away from that.
And we've got, Galton Gateway, which is 9 light seconds away from the jumping point, which is really quick for escaping. Wellman Hub. And then on the planet side, we've got Murdoch Point.
Murdoch Point, yeah. And they're all very, very close, which is dead handy, really. Point.
I can't work out. Do we know where we expanded from to get there? Do we know which system jumped? Because that's 33 away from Sol, which means it must have come from one of our further systems. Do we know any indications yet about which system jumped out of there? Was it GP again, or?
No, I really don't know. I'm afraid on that one.
That's all right. Well, it's a long, long, long 33 light years away from Sol. Kind of Hutton orbital direction, so it's a long way away.
Yeah, GP would certainly be the likely target, I reckon, looking at how close it is. It's certainly the nearest one to LP245, but you also have like Wolf 25 and PSPF, who, still within sort of spitting distance.
Yep, and the Coriolis, Galton's Coriolis. It's got a market, outfitting, restock, refuel, shipyard, repair, and no black market. And they sell all sorts of ships. They've got adders, asps, diamondbacks, eagles, haulers, sidewinders, type 6, 7, and 9, the Viper, asp, scout, and killback. So you can buy space trucks there, the type 9s.
Yeah, so they've got quite a lot of useful stuff there for us. I haven't been there yet, so we'll wait to see what the shipyard is like, but we may have a report on that later.
Ooh. So yeah, we're going. So the mission was go there, do stuff, don't get into war.
Absolutely, yes. Just get our influence up nice and high. Keep your nose clean.
Fantastic. And so we had two systems that were in risk previously, which were Dick Turpin and the other one.
Lumen 16,
that was it. Yeah, and we managed to sort of skim up on those ones. I think Lumen 16 jumped by 7% yesterday.
We're looking at 24.5%. Yeah, so it went up 7.5% yesterday, so that's quite a nice jump.
I think other than getting safe in LP-245-10, that's probably our next target. It's got a small population and it's a pain in the backside. There's nothing good there, but we don't want to get in the way. So I think Mark messaged me saying, do Lumen.
Yes, at the moment I've not heard anything about avoiding any systems in particular, so we just want to sort of give us a little bit of a kick everywhere, really. So
fantastic. So, we had all those data drops, but now that we're in boom, everything counts double or bonus or extra. And apparently Gal Midden has been appointed ambassador to Lumen 16. I've just had a message from him saying, that's my baby, yay, I'm doing okay, or something like that.
That's a bit worrying, but, well, I'm sure we'll survive. He's not that Hotsporan broke along with him, is he?
Oh, it could be Hotsporan or it could be Gal Midden. They're twins. I can't tell. You can if you look at their pants, but I can't tell. Anyway, right. So, well, thank you very much for that one. So, is there anything else going on in our system? I mean, everything's stable. Nothing's taken. We had a bit of a crime wave in Wise for a bit, but Sci-Fi 88 Man and his best buddy nuked that one for a bit, and we're safe there. Or we still got a crime wave coming in.
As far as I'm aware, we're doing pretty well on there. I am a little bit out of touch being away in my Holly Bob's, just been drinking gin and chilling out, but it's all looking pretty neat.
Oh, no, looking at it, we're back up to 62. We were down at 45, so I think it looks stable. Not great, but stable.
Yeah, apart from Lumen and Trepin, and of course the new system, we're all looking pretty reasonable in terms of influence. So
we're
handling it.
Alpha Centauri High. The next nearest system to Alpha Centauri, if we go into expansion, is somewhere fun.
Well, yeah.
Barnard Star.
Give those dockers a little management treatment.
Right, so we just need to keep Alpha C nice and high.
Oh, that would be interesting. Crikey, we'd have to rewrite our next episode.
Well, they've got eight factions there, which means we can't at the moment. So we'll just have to bide our time and wait for seven factions to be there, not eight. I have no idea how that might happen accidentally at all, but definitely no Hutton truckers would be involved in Barnard Star trying to kick a faction out at all, ever.
Certainly not. Wouldn't hear of it. It's not like they've got a good market for mugs that they seem to use up at an alarming rate when certain people are in the system.
And on that note.
Yeah, that was no, that was a good report. Thank you very much, Russell.
You're welcome.
Amazing to sort of find out how things are going. Yeah.
Mark!
Oh, there's another one down.
Oh, no!
Another one down. Oh, goodness gracious, that Mr. Brubin. What a vicious temper he has. Also, actually, what we meant, well, also something we didn't mention earlier on, Dave, was with the radio, we also are expecting to get some more different and variety live shows to sprinkle throughout the week. And, of course, the one that's been running now for a number of weeks is, of course, Mindwipe and his Retrovolt on a Monday night from 8:30, I think it is, from 8:30. In fact, you know what he said?
Yeah, well, we have a correction to your comments earlier that you said that Mindwipe was mucky on the radio station. No, that's Midden, not Mindwipe, who's mucky.
I think particularly that they're kind of, you know, I'm going to leave them muted for just now, because I think they're both particularly mucky.
Well, yeah, especially after that Cubicle 3 incident. But yes, so yeah, Mind Wipes Monday. And what kind of music do we have on Mind Wipes Retro Vault?
Well, if he's wanting to speak to us, he can tell us, but he's got his muted. Oh, there he is. Hello, Mindwipe, how are you doing?
Typical, typical, typical. I actually go to the toilet and then all of a sudden I'm wanted.
Well, we hope you flushed that.
Do you know that happened to Cecil this week?
Yes, I know. I've been following in his, you know, in his stead many a time this week. It's been terrifying because I'm actually starting to act like him. What a mess.
We were just talking about the fact we're trying to get some more live content into the weekly schedule, and then you do your Retro Vault on a Monday evening from 8:30. And what I was just going to say was, oh, well, Mind Wipe's here. We can just ask him to describe his show and tell us what you play.
Well, basically, the Retro Vault is anybody who is an old elite dangerous game player from the old days of video games, anybody's a video game player, always had an appreciation of the music that always came around with the games. And the whole idea of the Retro Vault is basically showcasing video game music, past, present, and hopefully from stuff from the future as well. You know, with the new stuff that comes out with various video games, that's the whole idea of the show.
Excellent.
Showcasing who the people who were involved with it and who what the remakes are and all that type of jazz.
And it's very good because you've got a passion and a lot of knowledge about these things, so you can, you know, if it's kind of like retro educational as well, which is quite nice.
Yeah, you know, in many ways, yeah, because a lot of people know about who did what when they did that then, if that makes sense. So, you know, having a little bit of a diatribe and you know, knowledge of saying this person did this at this time and stuff like that, and showcasing this particular remix and stuff like that, it gives an education, like you say, but at the same time, showcases some fucking great music.
Oh, there's been a couple of Hadvian stitches as well. Some of the sort of interesting ones that you've scraped from the deep dark recesses
of
the internet that have Hadvian stitches. So definitely worth tuning in for that on a Monday night.
I mean, you go back from sort of the old sort of 8-bit plinky plonky tunes that in people's heads were awesome, epic, you know, space tunes, whatever else, or yeah, you know, platform level stuff, right through to the more atmospheric sort of early days of cinematic video games.
That's
in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then on to things like Uncle Art at the moment, which is the re-recordings of...
I go even further than that. I go into stuff that have been done by people like YouTubers, like Lindsay Sterling, you know, who does a lot of violin stuff, but is also a gamer. You know, I go into all that stuff, who's done remakes of game music, but I will showcase, say, for example, their version of it, but I will actually then turn around and say, this is the person who actually originally did it, so you actually get a chance to actually go and look them up.
Is that a Street Fighter in the background while you're talking?
If it is, it's not from my head.
No, it just sounds like somebody's playing Street Fighter in the background, which could be appropriate for the Retro Vault. And of course, the Retro Vault's not, I mean, obviously it's live on a Monday for its premiere, but afterwards you drop it out on your SoundCloud as well. So anybody
who's
missed the episodes can tune in and catch up on past episodes. There are 4 past ones now, I think.
There's actually technically 5 in a way. There's 4 actual mainstream episodes, but the 5th one is basically a recap of some of the more notable tunes from the first 4 episodes. But the 5th episode is a bonus one where it basically showcases the originals.
Ooh. Okay, so Monday nights, 8:30, tune in, Hutton Orbital Radio for Retro Vault.
Yeah. I encourage everybody to do it. If you love your video game music, past, present, and hopefully future, check it out, because you get a bit of an education on the composers and stuff, and at the same time, you get some really damn good fucking retro game tunes.
No, it's a damn good... It's a bit like wearing retro T-shirts. It's quite cool.
It is, yeah, indeed, yeah.
It is, and yeah, as I say, I do listen and tune in and thoroughly enjoy it, so yeah, keep up the good work. Mind Wipe, can't wait to hear Mondays.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it too. I've got some really good... really good ones this week.
Fantastic.
I don't want to spoil it.
No, just look out for all of our spam, even though I said spam was off. We're going to spam about that one too. So look out for Hutton Orbital spam about Monday.
Yeah, I've just got a message coming in from the deep dark recesses from Simoof. He says it's too late to cut planks. Oh, and Midden sucks. Which is a fantastic segue into our next section.
Legit.
What does Midden do? Nobody knows. Not even Midden knows what he does because he doesn't do anything. Well, it's not. It sounds like we're being mean. We're not. We're just poking fun. He can take it. He's a big boy.
We've had a message from Commander Samich. So, I don't know if it's a compliment or it's a technical observation. Hutton Orbital news levels are super, super high, peaking all over.
Mm.
Now, that's either meaning we're all never had to deal with something going badly wrong.
Well, I don't know if we're peaking. Oh, peaking early. That's a bad
don't,
thing.
Don't peak early. But thank you, Commander Samich.
I'll double check it later on. That's interesting. So I was a message from Hober there, which doesn't make any sense because you spelled garbled wrong.
Grabbled. Yes, grabbled's a bit like a drabble, but slightly more confused. Okay. So, yeah, we need to move on to the next bit of the show, which I think we've got coming up fairly soon, is Commander Flossie. But before that, do we have time for one of the requests from the community?
Well, yes. I mean, we could go with the request, absolutely. We'll play the music and... No, actually, no, we've got a special broadcast to play just now, actually, according to the schedule. So we're going to hit you with
this. Would that be from Commander Mad Cat? Or is it the Buck Naked one?
It's Buck Naked. It's breaking news, yeah.
So he's been found?
And we're going to play this little thing here, so yeah, pay.
Is it the news or it is his new advertisement?
Oh, actually, I don't know.
I think it's the advertisement.
Advertisement, right. Let's play the request, and then I'll find that, and we'll get this done. So this is the request that you got in 2 minutes ago, Dave. So... seamless, like a balloon. Enjoy
smoother than
smoother than Hober's chin. Here we go, enjoy this, and we'll be back after this tune, this amazing tune, this awesome tune.
Well, howdy there, Hoss. I'm Buck. Sales of the Lakon Spaceways line of space-traveling vehicles are off the charts as more people get out there hauling and exploring. But what if you want to go further, faster, harder, longer? Don't you worry none. We here at Lakon Spaceways is now working with specially trained engineers from all over the galaxy to modify your spaceship without voiding your warranty. Why, old Buck Naked has himself a special relationship with Elvira. After a long, hard, sweaty night in her workroom pounding the polonium, Elvira gave Buck's Diamondback new life to spread himself to the furthest reaches of the galaxy. Lakon Spaceways, now collaborating with engineers across the galaxy. More bang for your buck.
Hutton Orbital Radio, where all the sexy people go, and anacondas sell for 100 credits.
It's quite an abrupt ending to that little jingle, really. It's really kind of goes, we're back. We're back. Good evening and welcome. Hope you enjoyed that little advert, and it's time to pass you over to the amazing, I don't know if I can build you up with any more superlatives than I already have in the past, but the amazing, the fully well-researched, and the most community-minded queen, that's right, the queen of the community goals, it's Commander Flossie. Good evening to you.
Very good evening to you.
And I did see a couple of interesting digital media going out that said along the lines of, oh, for goodness sake, not another Jack's community goal. But I haven't noticed because I've been a bit out of the loop the last couple of days and the last couple of weeks. So run us down. Is that true? Is there another new community goal, Jack's?
Yes, there is indeed another one. This time it's for exploration data. A week after I sold all mine. Yes, this is another 4-week one. And the organisation at Jack Station has issued a request for exploration data as part of an ongoing initiative to establish a permanent community in the Colonia Nebula. A spokesman released the following statement. If we're going to settle in the Colonia Nebula, then we need to know more about it, which is why we're offering highly competitive rates for exploration data. After all, pilots will be making the trek out to Jax anyway, so we might as well make some credits en route. So, yeah, there's another CG out at Jax.
I've got exploration data. Well, I've been collecting it as I've gone along. Ooh, I might even get there before this one finishes.
Well, if I'd known, I'd have held on to mine.
Well, I know at this point, you know, Dobbo and all the great dumpers of data for the Hutton truckers are cursing us all now, aren't they? But it's
just
still...
a wee bit.
I will, of course, bring some back to our. When I come back.
Yeah, don't sell it all. Just, you know, get yourself.
I'm allowed that one, Cal. Yeah.
Get yourselves into the top 5% and save the rest for Alvin. Otherwise, because his bite's worse than his bark, and his bark's pretty brutal. that's another one out in Jax, which is an exploration one, which is great. Are there any other new community goals? How did the last ones go? Have they finished?
Yes, the last ones, there was one for... I've forgotten it now, but yes, it finished early, the bounty hunting one. That finished yesterday, I believe, yesterday morning. And the other one for the second outpost at Jax is has still got another week to go. So there's still time for people to come up to Jax from the bubble and bring titanium semiconductors or robotics to Jax Station for the second outpost. So that one says another week.
Excellent.
And there is one more back in the bubble. There for more Imperial warships. The latest development in the ongoing Federal Imperial conflict takes the form of a statement from Admiral Denton Patrius, who has announced plans to add 3 new Majestic-class interdictors to the Imperial fleet. The announcement comes only a week after the successful conclusion of a federal campaign to amass material for 3 new Farragut-class battlecruisers. In a candid statement, Admiral Patrius said, "We cannot stand by while the Federation attempts to establish a monopoly over the meta-alloys, and of the Empire oppose the Federation, who will. So as long as the Federation continues to expand its navy, we will continue to match it ship for ship. The Empire has placed an order for auto-fabricators, tantalum and superconductors to Van der Hulst Vision in the Moray system." So that's all the CG news.
Fantastic. So plenty of... A bit more choice for those bubble, residents this week. But still, if you are sitting in the bubble and you're thinking all the way out to Jax to sell exploration data, but I haven't got any, you're missing the point. Especially if you've not been there before. By the time you get there, you will have an awful lot of exploration data. Unless, unfortunately, you have been one of the commanders that's done multiple trips in the last two community goals that have been running out there, you might find it a bit difficult to pick up the high levels of exploration data that new people would on their way there. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for that, Flossie. That was awesome.
Thank you, Flossie.
You're welcome.
Just getting a message in from Odimon, who Commander Odimon crew, who is a bit deflated because he has, he says, one trucker in particular has 10% left on getting to elite in exploration, but is already out at Jax. So that's a bit painful, that one. I'm sorry to hear that, Odie.
talking about himself. Don't worry about it.
By the way, we have an apology to make, or an edit to make to the previous comments. When we were talking about the messages from Mad Cat, Mad Cat isn't Mad Cat. Mad Cat's somebody else.
Okay.
I thought Mad Cat.
Mad Cat, even though Mad Cat sends us messages as Mad Cat on Discord, isn't Mad Cat. Poor Mad Cat keeps getting messages about Mad Cat, who's not Mad Cat. Mad Cat is somebody else. Mad Cat's somebody we know from our races, right? Mad Cat is actually Commander Rax Minerva.
So, what do we call Mad Cats then?
I don't know. I've never met Mad Cat, but we've met Rax Minerva, and Rax Minerva's awesome. But Mad Cat is not Rax Minerva, and vice versa. I don't know why Rax Minerva's Mad Cat, but I'm confused.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Rax Minerva. There we go. And sorry.
And please don't send any more messages about the music choices to Mad Cat, because it's not Mad Cat's fault.
Oh, dearie me. Right, well, it's time for another quick bit of music, and then we're going to come straight back into our Galnet Digest. So stick around, and we've got more coming later on.
I love this bit.
Oh. Yeah, we do love this. And so I'm going to play a little tune by another community member. That's right, Commander Human, and this one is titled Let Me Interdict You, and it's got nothing to do with anything rude at all. Nothing at all.
I love
nothing.
This tune.
It's a corker.
From Hutton Orbital, the galaxy's most inebriated hitchhiker. Alpha Centauri's very own Cecil. Legendary mixologist. The only man ever to reach Sagittarius. By accident. After a night out on the booze. Forlorn admirer, a progenitor whale wolf and prolific weather writer, Cecil is the kind of drunken uncle that turns up at weddings and just keeps talking and drinking.
To Alvin De Fere from Cecil B. Trumpington. I've discovered a new hobby. I'm going on an expedition. My flying has been a little erratic recently. My purple python has been having difficulty finding the right pad to nestle down for the night. I had decided for the mug. To hitch a lift. We'll send messages. My love to Lael. Chin Chin, Cecil.
His cocktails are the stuff of legend.
Can't start the day without a good martini. It's breakfast time somewhere in the galaxy. Marvelous marmalade martini, no vermouth. Just take your Centauri Megagin, add some...
And don't worry if your ship doesn't have a spare seat or even a passenger cabin.
Do you mind if I join you? A bit of a tight fit back here, but I'm well lubricated. I say, have you put on weight?
Go home, Cecil. You're drunk.
Good thinking. If you drop me at Hutton Orbital, I think I can find my way. Good grief. My left leg has stopped working for the mug.
Coming soon from HCS Voice Packs and the Hutton Orbital Radio Truckers.
There we go, we're back. So a great tune there by Commander Human, and a reminder that the Cecil B. Trumpington HES Voice Passenger Pack is happening. Thank you to everyone who pledged and took part in the promotions for that. I know that it's a heavy, heavy drinking session planned with Cecil for that week. Is that not true, Mr. Van Tien?
Yeah, there are 2 days in the studio booked for 1 week from now, I think.
Oh my goodness, that soon. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's looking forward to it, and yeah, everything is good. We've even managed to get Cecil to record a few things for the 2.2 release as well that are relevant to the 2.2 release.
Excellent, that's great news. So,
top secret stuff.
Somebody send an NDA. Right. I don't even know how he could sign his own name on it. Never mind. Where are we going? We're going to go to... Oh, that's right. We were going to come in with the Galnet news. So let's do that. But before we do that, it's important we mention some of the upcoming stuff. No, we don't. We'll do it next. We'll do it after this. Enjoy this wonderful Galnet Digest by the amazingly talented... Does he sound like Harry Hill? You decide. This is something that was a seed planted into my ear today by that pesky Simuth. So you tell me, is this the Galnet news by Harry Hill?
Galnet News, 25th of August, 3302. We read the Galnet News so you don't have to. In this week's news, potshots at Petraeus, while Salome salami sliced in Semias. Canon Interstellar gets to the bottom of the unknown probes. The imminent arrival of the great-great-great-grandchildren of Earth. Hot shots at Petraeus while Salome salami sliced in Semias. An attempt has been made on the life of Admiral Denton Petraeus in Semias. The Admiral had hardly started his speech at Mackenzie Relay when scuffles broke out as several terrorists attempted to rush the podium. Imperial police later confirmed that 3 armed individuals had been apprehended. A short time later, Commander Salome, also known as Senator Kahina Loren, reported that her ship was being attacked and boarded by Imperial forces at a nearby location. Speculation abounds that Salome, widely believed to be a traitor to the Empire, may have been behind the earlier assassination attempt. Her whereabouts are currently unknown. Salome's final words are reported to have been linking events in the Formidine Rift with the unknown probes in the Pleiades Nebula, and claiming that the forthcoming Formidine Rift expedition was of vital importance. Admiral Petraeus, meanwhile, vowed to bring the terrorists behind the assassination attempts to justice. Canon Interstellar gets to the bottom of the unknown probes. Previously hindered by a scarcity of unknown probes to probe, Canon Interstellar Research has this week announced that it has decoded the messages being sent by these potentially sentient sentinels. The probes are found orbiting ammonia worlds, and their messages, apparently consisting of data about these particularly smelly planets, are being narrowcast towards Merope 5C, a planet known for its unsightly infestations of barnacles. No receiver has yet been found for the unknown probe transmissions, but Canon Interstellar say that they're sure they'll get to the bottom of it soon. The imminent arrival of the great-great-great-grandchildren of Earth. Years ago, when faster-than-light travel was believed to be the stuff of science fiction, the only way to travel to another star was very, very slowly. Despite this, up to 70,000 huge ships were launched from Seoul, and many of them are still believed to be travelling very, very slowly towards their destinations. The first generation of starfarers will, of course, have died out long ago. But their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great grandchildren, who will have been born on board these so-called generation ships, may be expected to start arriving at their destinations soon. Hopes are high that when they do eventually arrive, they may still have copies of the lost episodes of Star Trek. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the news because it's sometimes quite interesting.
And we're back. That was an amazing Galnet News again by the spectacularly talented Commander Harry Hill. No, Commander. Commander Weatherspoon.
I always feel inadequate after listening to his broadcasts.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could do that. We could totally do that. I don't feel at all challenged or, you know, under the cosh at all. Not at all. No, it was awesome. That was a fantastic, fantastic little thing there from Mr. Weatherspoon. And we have started playing it out at the end of live radio episodes as well. So if you are listening on a Tuesday, Weatherspoon does it. He does a beautiful little minor update for us. And then he gives us, obviously, the full show on the Thursday, which is fantastic. What's the problem, Mr. Markey? You itchy pants.
I was just looking over Alvin's shoulder, and he's filling out pink slips.
What?
I'll try and figure out what he's doing. I'll be back.
Oh, no.
I guess we're fired, guys.
You can't fire us? Surely not.
Give him a dose of something else quick.
Dave, do you have that dog relaxing CD that I had?
No, Angus is chilling out listening to it.
We can play that over the tannoy and see if we can, you know, settle him down. Oh, okay. Something else noisy, it says in the thing, and community chat. Right, this is the important thing. I'm going to totally ignore this little distant broadcast request coming in from an unknown location. I'm just going to ignore it. Actually, let's have a listen. Who is it?
Hello? Who's that?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're just coming through nice and clear there.
Yes, I can hear you now. What was the comment you wish to make, Mr. Hober?
I've been found.
All right, well, you can just wait. We'll come to you in a second. Oh, he's got itchy pants. He must be trying to go out for a piss and a fag.
While we're doing that one, of course, we've got another message from the community. Of course, not to postpone Hober any further. Mm-hmm. We've got a message from another commander. May I read it now?
Of course you can, yes.
Of course you can.
From Commander Goin Xwell, saying, do you want to know how it is to be a deep space explorer, or do you like to see some of the wonderful sights the galaxy has to offer without leaving the bubble? If so, check out Commander Goin Xwell's blog, Distant World, A Solo Trail, over at the Frontier Forums. There you go.
Ooh, very good. Yeah, I'll go and check that
out. So, exploring inside the bubble.
I wonder if they've got Hobart's grave as a sort of like point of interest.
Well, I've managed to get to Pathfinder without leaving the bubble, so I'm doing okay. But I might have to look that one up to work out where is good to go and explore inside the bubble.
Interesting. Well, I know there's a... in fact, it was Mr. Marquet came up with the route for local black holes for people who don't want to go out too far. That's right, isn't it, Mr. Marquet? You had a little jump guide.
That's correct. I had, it was 4 or 5 black holes. So there weren't too many, but they were very nearby. I think you didn't go any further than about 250 light years from Seoul. But then I also had a Earth-like, undiscovered Earth-likes that were I think there were 8 or 9 in there, and several water worlds as well. Don't know where those went, but somewhere deep in our Facebook.
No, we can republish those.
So it's quite handy if you want to make a wee quick run for some exploration data if you're struggling to rank up. The other thing that we have to mention, of course, is that every year we've got a number of elite community events. We had LaveCon in July, we had Elite Meet in April, and in November is, of course, Fantasticon. And they are still running their Kickstarter, trying to get it across the line to raise funds for the event. And you can find that by going to Kickstarter, and if you search for Fantasticon 2016, you'll be able to get there and pledge if you wish. That's obviously, I think it's the 16th and 17th of November in Hull, and well, it's always worth going along to the community events because the community is what makes this game spectacularly awesome. And Mr. Marquee came all the 19th to 20th of November. Sorry, knocked. I should have asked. I should have looked. Just typical, I would get the information wrong. I should have written it down, been prepared. But no, I just went, oh, I'll do it on the fly. It's fine. Thank you for that update there. 19th and 20th of November in Hull. And as I say, you can find information on that by going to Kickstarter and searching for Fantasticon 2016. Or even, I think, facebook.com/Fantasticon takes you to a page as well. It might not be the right page, but, you know, as far as my information goes, there's probably a nice, easy, tiny URL as well, which I've not got written down beside me either, but it is quite easy to find by going to Kickstarter, and if you do have any spare pennies, I'm sure that Fantastic Books Publishing will really appreciate the assistance in making the event more spectacular to be at, and then, you know, and then go. So, from that community, we are going to go back over and do a repeat of playing these tapes of this deep space transmissions that we've been receiving over the last couple of weeks. So I think it's about time we maybe tried that again. If anyone's interested, anybody want to hear this? No.
Okay. Sorry, I was yawning. What was that again?
I'm sorry. Were you trying to play some bullshit? Get on with it.
Okay. No, just do it. Yeah, we're gonna play some. Yeah. You know, we can keep
The faster we get Pober, the sooner we get it done with.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, exactly. Just get on with it.
Okay. I blame you guys for this. Okay, we're going to hit this tape, so let's put it. There we go. Okay. It's time for Hober's bit.
There's a place where Cowajet took me. On this rock, it's where I'll always be. I've just found an asp, made new friends, then made a bone cap, play some chess, so I'm off again. Maybe tomorrow a ship will settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep walking on. Round this rock that never seems to end, where more craters just lie around the bend. So if you wanna join me for a while, just don your suit, your remless tight, that's Hober style. Maybe tomorrow a ship will settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep dreaming on.
These are the diaries of the latest Hobler. I'm documenting this in case anyone finds me or my remains. Begin message. Day 8. I've rectified the problems between me and the chaps. But no matter how much I ask them, they won't help me load this asp up. I've spent all day rigging the ship with some power cells I find in the cargo containers marked up with Fisher-Price NMS. But when I redirected the power to the engines, it just kept telling me to press E to take off. I'm not trusting this ship at all. End of message. Begin message. Day 9. The band is back together. We've made amends. Shackleton, Selkirk and myself have refound our kinship and decided to record a song. We are the Littlest Hober and the Hobos. We're expecting this song to take off. like the hottest song this side of Deeso. But which side of Deeso are we? I'm starting to get a little bit worried now. They've got a new bloke in, and he's starting to take over. What I don't understand is, why is a potato dressed as a pirate who can only speak in 100 words at a time? Bloke calls himself a drabble. End of message. Begin message. Day 10. I appear to have been Paul McCartney'd out of the band. Due to inspirational difficulties, I've been told that I'm being replaced by the drabble. I understand the man's got some talent to him, but I think I'm just going to have to settle for this, and that's it for me. Me and this asp, I'm just going to have to walk away into the cosmic wasteland. There's nothing for me here but bad memories, a number one hit single, soon to be in the charts, and this lacy present I found for Cecil. Day 11. I've been wondering for a day or so, but my oxygen isn't really pumping as much as it should be. I don't know if I've got a leaky pipe somewhere, but I'm just not quite feeling the effects. But the good news is, at minus 44.730 12.50 coordinates, the galactic intern has contacted me. He's let me know that he can finally send my overdue supplies. But until I get the tasty pack of rich tea finger biscuits to keep me going, who else is going to look for me? End of message. Begin message. Day 12. I woke up in a pile of rocks with a small nosy person sitting on my chest. How did he get here? Was he in one of the cargo containers? And where did all of these top shelf magazines come from?
I found my way into your secret lair. It's a bit dirty in here. You could have cleaned up, you know. Seriously, I stuck to the floor all the way over here, you dirty, dirty little boy. Seriously, those magazines are my best selection. I know you like your speciality magazines. I don't, and I try to give you my best selection of things, but it's just difficult to find, you know, that one. The one that you underlined and put the little exclamation marks for it. Anyway, people who do that go blind, and frankly, I don't think with your eyesight being as poor as it is, and your hands being so hairy, that would have been a wise thing for you to pick up on anyway. But, you know, if you just, you know, shave your hands and give your eyes a bit of a wipe, and maybe try and...
Hey, get away from here. I don't want you here. Go and hide behind that rock. Oh, I don't know what that was, but I'm suddenly starting to get a message from the suit. It's saying warning. Life signs critical. Blood flow redirecting from vital organs. And consciousness imminent. End of message. Begin message. Day 13. I've crawled back to the crater where Cal dropped me off. I've noticed a small shaking box that I must have missed when I was last here. When I opened it, it contained a smaller box and a letter. Dear Hutton Trucker Emil, blah blah blah, hard work, Alvin, woof woof woof, ark bark, you are hereby granted the order of the mug. Well, when I opened the smaller box, I found myself a Hutton mug. My own mug. I never thought this day would come. I'm having to keep it tight in my hands because it keeps on shaking at me. End of message. Begin message. Day 14. I barely woke up to the sound of a voice and a violent shaking in my hands. A muffled echo resounding out of my grasp.
Hober, wake up! Hober! It's Buck. Not sure if you can hear me, but this here mug I'm holding started vibrating like Cecil's hands the morning after a huge session.
When I put my ear to it, it was snoring and moaning about hosting Hutton's next top truckers. So I'm responding and guessing that's you. If you can hear me? Hear me? Hober! I've crash-landed on him, Hoshin 4. Send help. Space Cow gave me a rough ride. Yes, she did. I'm at coordinates. -57.7. 59.1. Send help. Send Cow. Or Ving. Hell, send a responsible adult, for God's sake.
I don't know what you're saying, Buck. I can't help you. I'm stuck on the planet myself. Yes, Mrs. Mallow. I'll do the dishwasher. Just leave me alone. End of message. Begin message. Day 15. Where am I? What's the bright light for? Why are there straps across my body? I'm starting to worry about... Who's got my mug? I mean, I know I threw away the ownership certificate, but it's mine. Honest, it's mine. They've come for my record or for my mug. Either way, I'm getting out of here. Who's that gaunt shadow that launches over me?
Hober, it's me, Nocti. Can you hear me? I found Cal's coordinates from the timestamp on his show. It was quite easy, really. Don't understand why he didn't do it.
Nocti. Thank goodness you're here. I mean, Buck was naked. I mean, no. Naked gnomes. Top shelf barnacles. Have you got my mug? No, Nocti. Oh, it's you. Buck sent me. He sent me a message. He's stranded. The good ship Cow went down. Over at Imothian 4. Find me the nearest port, and I'll teleport my python there, and we'll go save Buck.
And, yeah, thank you for that. That was Hober's bit, and thank you for Commander Nocti, who joins us hidden away in our special green room for our special guests, for not only, you know, joining us tonight, but for also picking up Hober. Thank you very much for that. It was really, really kind of you, and totally unnecessary. In fact, you shouldn't have. I think we've waited so long for poor Nocti.
He's gone to his bed. I think he's just overwhelmed with the whole situation, as am I.
I mean, think he's gone picking up more escape pods. He's gone looking for a Spike.
I don't know. I'm running the fact if anybody picks up Cecil.
He's the rescue ranger of the Hutton Truckers.
The less said about Lael, the better, especially after what I had to go through last week.
Yeah, you went through Lael. We don't talk about that ever.
Has anybody noticed? I mean, I'm probably too new back, but has anybody noticed the smell from the med bay?
Shut you.
Anyway, you know, there has been an official complaint about somebody doctoring her photographs again. There's been lodged people drawing goatees on her and bob hairdos and makeup. So we're waiting for the outcome of the investigation into that one.
I'm still liking the fact that people are actually comparing to Hillary Clinton. That's hilarious.
So, yeah, you'll need to come back next week, actually, everybody, and see what Hober's bit's going to entail. But in that tail end there,
wouldn't bother.
Mrs. Hober knows what Hober's bit entails.
Yes, and of course Buck was being rescued there as he was found as well. So,
but I have found a new lease of life after the Top Shelf Barnacle magazines that I found floating around.
I bet you did. And yeah, I would advise you to wash your hands after handling them. Well, that pretty much wraps up the news this week. It's been a bumper edition. And of course, we'll get this podcast up. And if you continue to stay tuned to Hutton Orbital Radio, assuming that the automatic systems don't kick in again like they did, we'll get the broadcast up and edited and out as soon as we can. And we'll try and tidy up that little gap in the middle there, which was blocked. And sorry for that. But if you listen to the podcast, you'll be able to catch up with that full extravaganza that was the rescue of Hober and Hober's diary. Yes, Hober, you got some dad?
Diary or diarrhea?
Is that when I get paid?
Paid?
Let's just settle this offline, chaps. We'll sort that all out. But ignoring that, October begins. Hutton's next top trucker. The missions will begin.
Seriously?
The commodities will flow.
Okay.
And we'll all be happy when we crown Hutton's next top trucker. Tune in, ladies and gentlemen.
Or don't.
Good night.
Oh, no. Is this two truckers, one mug? No, anyway.
No. Oh. That would never manifest. Do you know what? Well, along with all the equipment that I forgot to take down to LaveCon, alongside all that was the dictaphone that I picked up specifically for two commanders, one mug.
Two truckers, one mug. I must say, the Eric Marquet must have been hitting the ale hard.
Me? You were the one that passed out early every freaking night.
I believe he was the only person to interrupt the Hutton Truckers live stream, also saying, can I go for a pee?
Yes, well, that's true. That's the standard hope there. But we will be back next week. It just remains for us to say thank you to everyone for joining us. Thank you, Hober. Thank you, Eric, Flossie, Mindwipe, Vanton, Nocti, and myself for coming in here and doing this show. We will be back next
week.
Thank
you, Carol, for coming back for me. It means a lot to me.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Damn it. Next time I'm going to blow and nuke the planet from orbit. No, I'm not. We will be back from 8:30 next week. Please join us there and keep an eye out for this wonderful podcast in its fixed up format, and you'll be able to hear the entirety of that wonderful Hober story in full on the podcast. But for now, we do have to bid you a good night. We do have to let you go and get some sleep, and do keep tuned to Hutton Orbital Radio for all the Hutton Truckers news, adverts and everything. But we will see you next week, and we'll play you out with our national
retro
anthem.
Retro Vault Monday.
Yeah, well, retro vault on Monday, of course, and various other things. Abracadrabble tomorrow night from 7 p.m. and stuff as well.
There you go.
Yeah. So we're going to play out with the national anthem of the Hutton Truckers. So please be upstanding as we draw this live broadcast to a close for our national anthem. All hail the mighty Alvin.
Never really mattered at all. We're gonna take the cargo where it's needed today. Super cruising all across the Milky Way. We'll take anything, anytime, anywhere. Loading up the T-Nars to the brim with rail.
Follow the mug,
yeah, you know just where we're coming from.
Follow the mug.
Now everybody sing the Hutton Trucker song.
Follow the mug.
Flossie always seems to crash into the sun. Swivel likes the pilot on the Xbox One. Alvin at the front, you know he leads us well. Trucking across the galaxy, now everybody yell.
Father Mac,
yeah, you know just where we're coming from.
Father Mac,
now everybody sing the Hutton Trucker song. Today, super cruising all across the Milky Way. We'll take anything.